Amen. You know, as pastors say, our time is wrapping up pretty quick. You know, the Ukraine, people in Ukraine and stuff, I don't know if they thought, I'm sure a lot of them probably went to bed that night. Because I heard one woman says, you know, she had planned on making breakfast for her husband the next day. And then all of a sudden, the whole life just changed. Everything shifts. They just never thought they would have woke up to war the next morning on that same day. That's just how fast life can change. Now, we here in America, we're pretty comfortable. And I'm sure we think to ourselves that that probably would never happen to us. Don't be too sure of that. Because you know, that man who has control of his missiles, don't tell it how. He may react, he may decide to push a button. Because it is said that they have about 100 missile points towards the United States. Those cruises and stuff. So we never know. Or you can have internal factions. You know, like the Taliban didn't expect a jeep to drive in those buildings. So we never know. That's why we have to keep praying and seeking the Lord. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring.
Amen.
Like it says, don't put off today for tomorrow. That's how it goes. Don't put off today. It's like what you can do today for tomorrow. Amen. Do it today. Amen. Because you don't know what tomorrow brings.
Amen.
The Bible says tomorrow has sufficient evil of its own. Amen. So we're trying to focus on today. But tonight we want to talk about... We want to talk about the power of prayer and fasting.
Amen.
The power of prayer and fasting. Amen. Now we already familiarized with most of us about the power of prayer and fasting, but we just don't practice it.
Amen.
Prayer is a necessity. It's most common experience of the believer. Yet, it's the least practice. Most of them are believers, but the least practice. All religion prays, whether it's Muslim, whether it's Buddhists, Hindus, witches, they all pray. But who they're praying to? And over that, they pray more often than Christians. It is said. Christians often pray when there is only a need. As a matter of fact, as long as they pray, they regularly pray in the morning or at night, they're satisfied with that. They figure they've accomplished their Christian duty or religious duty. If they pray any additional time, they'll consider that to be extra. Prayer meeting is the least attended in churches. The least. And it said that most churches, it's the old folks. You go to a prayer meeting, you'll find the old folks. Those who be attending prayer meeting, sometimes they call them intercessor. But we thank the Lord that in addition to our personal prayer time here, that here at this house, we have prayer every Sunday at 9:30, amen. Sunday morning. We have prayer every first Friday night, 7 o'clock. We have prayer every third Saturday at 10 o'clock in this house. And that's an addition to your own personal prayer. The Bible says that men should always pray. Because this is how we communicate with the Father. This is how we communicate with God. And then all of that is the two ways communication. Not just you praying and telling God. got all you want and all you're going to do. But you got to sit still and listen what he has to say as well. Because I'm sure he has a whole lot to say. But we just don't want to listen. We just make it a one-way conversation. However, we're at a point now where it seems like it's not enough to pray. We need a deeper relationship with the Lord. It appears like our prayers and not even being heard. As if there's no power to it. We need more of something. It's like something is missing. We keep praying and praying and praying. It's like something is missing. Like we need more. We need more. Something can like help to generate that prayer or to bring it alive in us. And that is fasting. I don't know, tonight there's so much to speak about prayer. There's a whole lot to talk about prayer and fasting. But I'm just doing a snippet. Just a little bit. But it's a whole lot. I think the whole sermon by itself. Just like fasting, it'll be a whole sermon by itself. It's usually reserved for pastors. You know, pastors, teachers and stuff. Amen. So more likely we're going to get some words later on. But what is missing in a lot of our lives is fasting. The things that Christian folks do not like to do. They don't like to fast. Because they have to push away the table, you know. Especially if they love to eat. Since it has to do with not eating. You know? They don't like to push away from the table. They just figure they have to eat. They have to eat breakfast. They have to eat lunch. They have to eat supper. And the extra. My goodness, don't let them miss a meal. Some folks clock it on the dime. It's time to eat. No, there are two types of fasting. There's individual fasting and there's corporate fasting. The individual fasting, that's all you individual. Amen. You ought to know when there's a time for you to fast and pray. The corporate fast is when the church goes on a fast. That's what we just did in January. Where the church, the whole entire general of the church had a fast. That's a corporate fast. That's really, you know, directed by the, you know, the head of the church, the pastor and stuff. Amen. But the problem is that some folks just use that corporate fast and that's it. No more fasting. I've accomplished what is necessary. They'll fast another day. Then they wonder why they're not at the spiritual level they're supposed to be at. Folks have been telling them that we have been hearing how God's going to bless his house. We have been hearing how God's going to bring in the harvest. We have been hearing all this. Well, it's not going to come if we're not in a position to receive this. Yeah. We have to be ready. And we can be our own regular selves. Amen. We have to be fasting and praying. Amen.
Amen.
Just to think, if you have to come to the altar, or someone in the altar who has a demonic spirit, and you have to try, you can't just walk up and talk about you're going to cast out some people, and you're in the avenue and be seeking God. That's when fasting and prayer comes in. So when you come, you're already ready. You're ready to go. Amen.
Amen.
So if the Lord tells you to go lay out in that person, you can't say, wait, Lord, let me go pray up first. Let me go pray up. Let me go pray up. Amen. You can't do that. We got to be ready, especially if it comes Sunday morning. We got to be ready.
Yes.
Especially leaders in the house. Fasting should be a regular.
Amen.
In our lives. Leaders. Amen.
Amen.
Regular. Amen. I don't believe you should go a whole month without fasting. I fast at least one day a week. I pick a day. I used to have a specific day. But eventually I had to switch up because it looked like every time that day come around, the enemy just attacked me. Everything smells good. All the food smells good.
Jesus.
That's why I decided to switch up. I said, okay, I'm not going, I'm going to call the name now. Just switch it up all throughout the week. Just speak the name. Amen.
Amen.
Because doing fasting, folks don't ever give you nothing until you decide to fast. The boss don't decide to bring no donuts until you decide to fast. Folks are often taking to lunch until you decide to fast. That's how the enemy works. Because he knows the power of fasting.
Amen.
So he doesn't want you to fast. Amen. He wants you to just be as. So we have to prepare ourselves. And to be what the Lord trying to say to us tonight. So listen, we got to be ready. We have to prepare ourselves for when the harvest comes. Amen. We in that place and in that position of authority. Amen. Because we have been fasting and praying. Amen. You want to be anything? Amen. You need to be fasting and praying. Not enough time to be waiting around. The pastor said all the time, we have decisions to make every day.
Yeah. Amen.
So he gets up and make a decision. I know he's not. Amen. I know he hasn't even been seeking the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. And meanwhile, you seeking the Lord and you fasting too. And somehow in those spirits, they connect.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. But there's a power in fasting. Now, if you turn to Matthew, Matthew the 17th chapter. Beginning the 14th verse. And when there were come to the multitude, they came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic, and so vexed, for oftentimes he fall into the fire, and often into the water, and had brought him to the disciples, and they could not cure him. Brought the disciples, they could cure him. But if you remember, Jesus had sent them out, amen, to lay hands on the sick and bring about deliverance. But here, this man says, hey, Jesus, I brought him to your disciples. They couldn't care. They could do nothing. And Jesus answered and said, oh, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from the very hour. Then came the disciples of Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast them out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. And he says, howbeit, this kind going not out, but by prayer and fasting. But by prayer and fasting. The disciples couldn't, they couldn't do anything with it. But Jesus is telling us that by prayer and fasting. So there are some strongholds in our lives that we never get rid of. Unless we resort to prayer and fasting. Fast brings the old flesh under subjection. And your spirit man increases. Usually when you fast, it brings the soul flesh under subjection, the carnality. And the spirit man increases. It puts the body where it belongs under your spirit. Bring this body under spirit. Because like I said, most folks don't like the fast because it brings pain. Some suffering when you don't eat certain times that you normally want to eat, that body's going to scream. It's going to keep saying, feed me, Seymour. Feed me.
Seymour.
Feed me. It's going to say, amen. But you have to deny it. That says, no, I'm not going to feed you. Not right now. Because I'm trying to seek the Lord. I'm trying to hear from God. I'm trying to get the spirit man to rise up. But the flesh is going to try. It's the key to answered prayer. Fasting is. It's the key to answered prayer. You have a problem reading from the Lord. Fast. Declare a fast. You don't have to wait for nobody to tell you to fast.
Amen.
Amen. Take the initiative and the motivation. I said, you know what? I just can't get through. There are some strong arms in my life. Wife ain't acting right. Husband ain't acting right. Children ain't acting right. Somebody is not acting right. You're the animal. So you know what? I'm going to declare me a fast. So I can get certain perspective in my life.
Amen.
Amen. I can tell you what I mean that. But that's an issue with the wife. That's why the clear fast. But my fast was for God to fix her. But what God did do to me, it took me to a scripture. I said, husband, love your wife. As Christ loved the church.
Amen.
I'm like, what the hell is that? That's the last I was looking for. I'm fast for you to fix her. And you telling me I must love her as how you love the church. I don't like an answer.
Yes.
But that's what God wants.
Yeah. Amen.
Like when you fast for something, yeah, you decide now to allow the spirit man to rise up. God starts speaking to you with something completely different.
Yeah. Amen.
From what you're fasting about.
Yeah.
He says, aha! Now I can finally talk to you. Mm-hmm. Now you're in the place now for the lesson. Good. Amen. I'm not able to address the issue you're talking about.
Amen.
I can fix that anytime. But I want to talk to you about your attitude.
Amen.
I want to talk to you about the lust spirits keep walking around.
Amen.
I want to talk to you about those things that are damaging you, that are keeping away from our anointing. I want to talk to you about those things. Because now your son is at one of our fast now. The spirit man is ready. It's ready now to receive. It's ready to hear. Because if the spirit man wasn't ready, you'd have an attitude. You'd say, I need God. That's probably what people say. No, that's not God. That's what the flesh would say. It can't be God. I don't want to have that attitude. But when you begin to fast, God needs to talk to you now and say, yes. I was waiting for that moment. Now I can tell you about yourself. But fasting is actually abstaining from food and drink. It's not just missing meal or a diet. Amen. I'm not going to go too deep again, too deep into the fast, but and people have all kind of ways that they do fasting. But come on down, they can't clearly fast and watch TV the whole time. That's not going to work. It's a spirit man, you try to arise. Amen. Now, mature Christians, folks have been around, run this race a long time. 20, 30 years, you should be able to fast at least 1 24-hour day without food and water. Good old-fashioned fast. Not just 1 hour, 2 hours. That's all right. You converse. We don't know anything. That's who does that kind of stuff. You converse. I'm going to fast for 1 hour. I'm going to fast for 2 hours. And I don't even consider that a fast. But see the Christian, come on! You should have learned a whole day, 2 days, if necessary. Amen. That's what we're talking about, the building up and the elevation. That's what most of the things that says, listen, you're 2 3 hours faster than you and your own Christian. We're finished with that. It's time to move on now. We're gonna move on to a whole day now. Now if you have medical issues, you gotta be wise. Be wise. You have medical issues, you gotta be wise. You know, in some cases, drink water or what the case be, but a good old fashioned fast. No food, no drink. Because every time you read about Jesus, when you read about Jesus, he says he fasted 40 days with no food, no drink. Now, the old prophets, no food, no drink, except Daniel. that you need to officially fast on these days. Amen? So it's not just a meal of a diet. It's a dedicated period of time to denounce the flesh and its desire. Like an abstaining from the pleasures of this life. Amen. You keep praying for God to remove things from your life. Amen. Fast. You got to fast. You want God to remove them from you got to fast. Amen. Here's a couple of things. Now, this is not all of you, but just a couple of things. Amen. Fasting, it changes us and not God. It changes us and not God. Fasting changes God. God doesn't change it, but changes us. We don't want need to be changed.
Amen.
We don't want need to be set free. We don't want need to be delivered. We don't want need to hear from God. Amen. So it doesn't change God. It changes us. Amen. It breaks spirit of bondage.
Yeah.
And it's God appointed way to humble us. Yeah. Especially if we're full of pride.
Yeah.
If you're full of pride, going fast, it's the way that God will humble us through that.
Yeah.
One scripture says, I humble myself too fast. Okay. It helps us to hear God's voice.
Yeah.
In Luke, the first chapter, First King, First Luke, the 21 chapter. In First Luke, the 21 chapter, and 27, verse 29. I'm going to read the church. I said, I give the king, Hahab, one of the rulers. Wicked king, the Bible says. He was more wicked than his father, Jehoboam. That's a bad person, right? But that was the king before Hahab. Hahab was more wicked than that king. See, like all the other kings, each one was more wicked than this. Hahab was a wicked king, the Bible says. And you know who his wife was? Jezebel. She was just as wicked as he was. Both of them, look for the wickedness in Israel. And God told him, God says, you know what? I'm going to kill her. And then the dog's going to come and lick them, lick the heat of their body. Amen. And the Bible said, as wicked as Ahab was, when he heard that God is going to kill him, that he dropped on his knee, he rent his clothes, he knelt in ashes, and he repented before God. And says, God, have mercy upon me. And the Bible says, I'm not going to kill him. Because he humbled himself before me. Look at that. I wonder in the Bible how wicked he was. And the next morning, because he declared a fact that God is not going to kill him. Because he humbled himself before me. Isn't God good? Huh? Isn't God good?
Amen.
Do you know about Esther? Esther queen. And her uncle Mordecai. Where Haman, he was planning to kill the whole Israel, kill it all off. But did not know that she actually was an Israelite as well. But her uncle, Mordecai, told her, says, hey, you're in the place. You're not in this position for nothing. Now is the time for you to rescue your people. And my God, the Bible says, you know what she did? She told him, so Mordecai declared 3-day fast. And I'm going to have my servants and myself fast 3 days as well. Amen. And they did. And when they did that, God intervened. She said, I must see the king. Because you cannot just go and see that king. Amen. Like that without inviting him. But she says, I'm going to see that king. She didn't know what the outcome was. But she knew if she fasted and prayed that somehow God was going to intervene. And when she went to see the king, he held out the scepter, amen, and she was able to go in the king's presence and told him all the story, how Haman was trying to kill them all off. And the king said, what? The same news that he prepared to kill her and the family, they hung him with it. God intervened. Do what? Fasting and praying. The old folks, those old prophets, they knew how to get to God.
Amen.
We know about Jonah with the city of Nineveh, where God told him to go preach to that city. And what did he do? Jump on the ship and decide to go in a different direction. And of course, he allowed a big fish. They say he's a whale, so it's a big fish. could be a little fish, God will be ready for it.
Amen.
Father, I'm sorry. And the wind, the fish swallowed them up. And Jonah tried to be Lord, spit them out, and he went and preached to the city. Like it was like God wanted him to do. And when the king of that city, he received the message, and he says, everybody's gonna fast. Everybody. Every man, every woman, every child, even the animals, he says, gonna fast. Amen. They repented and fast. That's a serious fact. Just think. If our own president would declare such a fact, says all this country, put it on CNN. We all got a fact for this country. Fast in Ukraine. You think God is not going to move? I believe God will do something. Amen. Amen. God will do something. I believe that. Fasting can change the course of history. It can change the course of history just by fasting and seeking God. God can decide to change his mind and then do it again. You desire to know God's will for your life? Fast. If you desire to know God's will for your life, fast. People, God is prepared. He's preparing us. He wants us to be ready for the harvest.
Yeah.
So he said this tonight, people, fast and pray so we can be in that position so that that spirit man can come alive. Can come alive. So even when the pastor comes to minister, it won't have to be a drag. We're already pumped up. We're ready. That's why I like the Sunday morning prayer. Because I'm already pumped up. When I leave that prayer in the morning time, already pumped up.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't have to come in here and wait for the music to pump me up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm already pumped up. Yeah. I'm already ready to go. Amen. See, if we got to the fast, the fast we do, it would bring about that spirit back. It would elevate that spirit back. And then we find ourselves in a position we'll be able to hear from God.
Amen.
And in due time, God will elevate. Because he'll see, he'll take notice, and he'll move. He'll say, you know what? Those folks in that house over there, they'll be praying and fasting. So I'm going to bless them. I'm going to bless the house.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to move the timeline.
Yeah.
My intention was to set the harvest next month. But because they're praying and fasting, and moving the timeline, it's going to be this month. That's what God will do. That's what God will do. And I believe that even the corporate fights, that probably after a while, the pastor probably will come up here and says, we're going to corporate fast this month. Not necessarily this month. I'm going to say, it just won't be January no more. We might have a corporate fast in February for 2 days. Or another corporate fast in May. Or another corporate fast in June. But whatever it is, we just be obedient to him. Because if God does that, then God has a purpose.
Amen?
Amen. Amen. This message is a blessing to you.
Amen.
And God bless you.
Amen. Amen.